Imagine yourself a single mom, and you're going to buy lunch for your kids on your $7.25 an hour. Do you know how much a loaf of bread costs? Sure, you can buy the cheap stuff for a couple bucks, but if you want to get something that's healthier, more nutritionally dense, you're talking about $4. A jar of peanut butter, about $2 or $3. You don't even have the money left over for the jelly. What are we expecting people to do? We really need to understand the impact that this is having on families and children throughout the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. As co-chair of the Women's Health Caucus in the Senate, this is an issue of very much importance to me. We really need to be looking at the impact that the minimum wage, not raising the minimum wage, is having on women and children, families in the Commonwealth. It's not like you think. It's not just teenagers that are working to get some spare change. These are individuals that are trying to support a family, support themselves. It's important that we move forward on this as soon as possible. Isn't it better, as John said, that everybody, every boat rises with this tide? These individuals will be putting money back into our economy and maybe getting a little bit more than a peanut butter and jelly sandwich for lunch. I'll vote for that. How about you? Thank you.